Luke chapter 23, verse 32 through 38. This is one of my favorite messages I love preaching on. And it's something that's dear to my heart and that every individual has to go through. They have to practice this in their life. They have to practice this many times, not just one time in their life. And so as you're turning there, Luke chapter 23, verse 32. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. So glad everyone's here. Amen. As you're turning there. And what I'm preaching on this morning is something you're going to have to practice for the rest of your life. I hope y'all got that. I hope you let that sink in your spirit this morning. You're going to have to practice this the rest of your life. It says in verse 32, it says, there were also two others, and this is when Jesus is on the cross. There was also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. And the people stood looking on, but even the rulers with them sneered, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself, save yourself. Now, Jesus had just been beaten. He'd just been humiliated. He'd just been punched in the face over and over again, repeatedly, beaten with a rod, and he was flogged 39 times with a whip, with stones inside the whip, and every time they would begin to whip Jesus with the whip, it would just jerk the flesh right out. And he went through so much pain, through so much, and he did it for you. He did it for you. He did it for me. And he was unrecognizable. You couldn't even recognize him. The Bible says he has no recognition in Isaiah 53. And they led him up on a hill called the Skull. And on one side, on both sides, there was a criminal. And he stands in the middle, and he looks down on his accusers. He looks down on the soldiers that just humiliated him, that just beat him. And he's just naked on the cross. He's beaten, bloodied. And he looks down upon the rulers, the soldiers, the scribes, the Pharisees, who were full of hate, who were full of jealousy. And he says these words that changed everything. Do you know what words I'm about to say? He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Now, if it was me or somebody else, we would say, Father, send your angels to kill these people. Father, send your army to save me from these people. If it was us, that's probably what we would have said. But Jesus knew his mission, and it was a fulfillment of prophecy. Isaiah 53, verse 12, for he bore the sin of many, and he made intercession. Everybody say intercession. For the transgressors. Who were the transgressors? Those people that were present that day. And Jesus says, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. Now, if it was us, as I said earlier, we would have had a different reaction to it. Now, some of you may have said in your mind, I would do that. I would say, forgive them. I would say that. Really? Would you? Could you? You couldn't. You couldn't bear the sin of the world. Only Jesus could do that. Only Jesus could. See, it really changes everything when you really understand forgiveness. See, in order to get forgiveness, you got to give forgiveness. I'll say that one more time. In order to get forgiveness, you got to give it. And everybody today, we're demanding forgiveness from everybody else, but we ain't willing to give it. And God says you got to be willing to give forgiveness, and you got to show mercy, and you got to show grace on people. Is everybody perfect? You're going to have to forgive them. You're going to have to forgive them. And guys, forgiveness is not just a one-time act. It's not just a one-time deal. You're going to have to practice this for the rest of your life. What, Pastor? I'm going to have to practice forgiveness the rest of my life? Do you know forgiveness is the main method of how we love people? Without forgiveness, there is no love. Without forgiveness, there is no grace. None of it makes sense. That is the core of what we believe. See, before Christ, in our BC days, right, the response was, when you're offended, you would just respond by saying, you owe me injustice. Everybody say justice. You owe me, and justice is mine, and justice is going to be served. How many has ever tried to take the law into your own hands? Justice. We got to seek justice. Justice. Listen, if justice was done on Calvary 2,000 years ago, you wouldn't be here today. You would still be dead in your sins. But because justice was not served that day, it was served on Jesus Christ, not you. And mercy was shown to you. See, before Christ, we would say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You do evil to me, I'm going to do evil to you. How many's ever heard people say this before? Well, if you're kind to me, then I'll be kind to you. But Jesus takes it a step further, and he says, love your enemies. He says, bless those who spitefully use you. Bless those who curse you. Jesus takes it a step further. Do you see the depth of the gospel, the depth of this message, this unconditional love that Christ Jesus calls us to? He calls us to a deep love, a deep forgiveness. And we say, wait a minute, the law, Jesus said, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But thank God we're under grace. You know, a lot of us, we say, if you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you the same amount. And today, we have a lot of hurt people. A lot of people are hurting. They're hurting because of what somebody else said to them or what somebody else did to them. And so they're hurting really bad, and they don't know how to deal with it. And we have many people today that are, they don't know how to deal with these issues that are in their heart, and they've never opened up to anybody. I'm going to tell you, if you hold that in, you're going to live a miserable life. Y'all hear me? You're going to live a miserable life. You got to open up, let that stuff out, and begin to talk about it. Because Jesus said, or the Bible says in James, says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. So your deliverance is in your mouth. So often, 2,000 years later, we still have the same response, don't we? Somebody hurts us, we get ticked off. Man, that person just ticked me off. I tell you what, I'm just really upset right now. I'm just mad. I'm mad, and I want justice to be done. We want to get even, don't we? We want to get even with people. You know why we want to get even? We want them to know what they've done and how they've hurt us. That's why we want to get even. We want them to know. We want them to feel the pain that we're feeling. And we think that they don't feel the pain that we're feeling. And so therefore, we try to get even because we want them to feel the pain. Y'all with me this morning? But the gospel takes it a step further and says, forgive them and keep showing love to them and don't wish any pain upon them, but pray for them. Because listen, if you're praying for them, listen, God can't lie. If you pray, he'll hear your prayer. If you pray for that person, God's going to do something in that person's life. God can't lie. Amen. There's people in your life right now that's offended you. There's people right now in your life that's mistreated you, said stuff. But what if you called them up one day and just prayed for them? What if you said something nice to them on Facebook and commented, and it was genuine and authentic, not trying to get attention, but it was authentic and you said something nice and it was a compliment. Oh, they left the church. How many's ever heard that before? They left the church, so I'm not talking to them anymore. They did this to us, and I'm not talking to them anymore. Guys, do not let bitterness rise up in your life. Do not let unforgiveness creep up in your spirit and in your heart. It will eat you alive. It will eat you alive. Don't let people's actions determine how you serve God and how you worship the Lord. See, a lot of times we want to get even, right? We say we're innocent. We're innocent, and we want them to pay. Well, what's the after Christ response? Y'all ready? God forgave me. God forgave me. He forgave me, so I'll forgive you. As simple as that. When you understand how much God has forgiven you, it will be reflected in your forgiveness toward other people. If you can't forgive people, you don't understand how much God has forgiven you through Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen in the house this morning? Forgive. You gotta love. You gotta show people love. See, Jesus taught this during his ministry on the earth through the disciples. He was teaching them how to pray. What does he say in Matthew 6:12? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our debts, our trespasses. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. It's part of it. It's the core of what we believe. If we claim to be Christians, we should walk in total love, pure love toward other people. If we claim to be Christians, we should have no hate in our lives. It doesn't matter where they came from. It doesn't matter what denomination they are. It doesn't matter what background they are. It doesn't matter who they are, where they came from. We should walk in pure love. If you're praying for somebody, that's love. And guess what? If you truly pray for someone, you won't gossip about them. Can I get an amen? If you truly love people, you're not going to say things and do things that would destroy their life and make them look bad. Can I get an amen? Because you will never rise up trying to make other people look bad. You will never be rewarded. You will never be rewarded in the kingdom of God if you try to make others look terrible. Love. Everybody say love. I'm just so thankful that Jesus showed me mercy and showed me grace. Pastor, how can you show grace to people and how can you show mercy to people? They don't know what they're doing. They don't realize it. They don't even know it. But we say they do know what they're doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. But do you see the attitude and the spirit of it? Father, forgive them. I'm walking in forgiveness because I refuse to be eaten alive. Amen. A personal example, I tried to reach out to someone a few months ago. And so I'm trying to reach out. Nothing to do with me, right? Nothing to do. Don't want nothing to do with me. So here I am. I'm struggling in my heart. Like, man, what that person gave me. I just want to throw it all out, what that person gave me. Because it's going to remind me of that person who won't even have nothing to do with me now. And treats me terrible. I have a choice, don't I, church? I have a choice to soul in my victim, being a victim, right? Or I could just say, Lord, I pray for him. He doesn't realize what he's really doing. He don't realize it. I just pray for him. You got a choice. You say, Pastor, I've done all I could do. Okay, the ball's in their court now. You done what you could do? The ball's in their court. You walk in forgiveness and you show love. Are y'all with me? See, I know this message is hitting home today because the Holy Spirit told me to preach it. And some of us still deal with this today. Some of you today, you still deal with unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart. You got to get rid of it and say, I release them from my hostility. I release them from my anger. I release them because I'm not going to live the rest of my life miserable. You know, if you can't forgive, it'd be hard to walk in the supernatural power of God. We're wanting to lay hands on people and heal the sick, but we can't forgive our brother. We're wanting to, God to bless us in other, all these areas in our life. We can't even forgive our Christian brother, our people in our family. Forgive. With everything that is in me this morning, I plead with you. Forgive people. Release them and watch what God does in your life. Watch what the Lord does in your life. Amen? Forgiveness is the key to the Christian life. Forgiveness is the key. Matthew 18, I'm not going to turn there, but you can turn there. later on this week, it talks about the parable. It's the parable of the unforgiving servant. The master forgives the servant because he can't pay the debt, but the servant doesn't follow what the master did. And he holds somebody else who's in debt to him and holds him liable for it. And he doesn't practice what the father did for him. There's some Christians today that's not practicing what the father did for them through his son, Jesus Christ. They're not practicing it. They're not walking in forgiveness. They're not walking in love. You got to walk in love. Walk in forgiveness. Don't be like the unforgiving servant. See, isn't it something that often the person who offends us, they don't even know it, do they? They have no idea they offended you. But here you are, you're assuming things, and you're just mad, and you're just fuming inside, and you're not saying nothing. You're just keeping it in, and this person don't even know that you're actually offended by what they said or did. And you live with that for years and not even let that person know. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, sometimes it's good to open up and begin to talk about what's going on in your spirit and in your heart. And a lot of times, guys, the debtor can't always repay you. What's been done has been done. Y'all listen closely. What's been done is done. It's done. It's done. But guess what? It's in the past. What can you do about it? Nothing. You can't do nothing about the past. So move on. Move on. Move on and allow God to work in your life and let him change your perspective. Amen. And use your past as a testimony to help other people. Amen, church. We walk in forgiveness and walk in love. Are you in a prison? Have you had unforgiveness in your heart for so long that you just learned to live with it? You just learned, I'm comfortable with unforgiveness. You've lived with it for so many years that you're comfortable living in the bitterness and the unforgiveness. I'm comfortable. Don't bother me. If you get me out of my zone where I have to forgive someone, you're comfortable with it. You're comfortable with bitterness. You're comfortable being mad at other people. How many's ever met people? You met people and they're just mad. They're just mad at people and they're just mad at everybody else. They're just angry. And they snap at you and you didn't do anything to them. How many knows that? There's a problem beneath the surface, and the problem is they got some things going on in their mind and things some going on deep. Everybody say deep wounds. I'm telling you right now, I believe every individual in here has got some deep wounds. But if you keep bringing up the pain and you keep bringing up the past, the wound will never heal. And you'll just keep digging at that wound. Keep digging at that wound till you'll bleed to death. And you're bleeding on everybody else. You're treating everybody else bad. And you got to release people from your hostility. Amen. See, we always think forgiveness, it ain't going to benefit us. It's just going to benefit the other person. If I forgive that person, then that means that I've justified what they did. Then that means I've justified what they said. I've justified it. It's okay. It's, you know, I can't do it. That's the reason why I can't forgive. Well, you got to understand that forgiveness is what benefits you. See, forgiveness unlocks the door to that prison and lets you escape and be free. See, the bitterness you're holding toward other people and the unforgiveness you may be holding toward other people, you're putting yourself in your own prison. And let me take this a step further. An evil spirit will begin to attach itself to the unforgiveness. Y'all with me? And it'll begin to magnify the bitterness and begin to magnify the hurt and begin to magnify that unforgiveness in your life. Because if you walk in unforgiveness, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says in that chapter in Matthew 18, says that when you're walking in unforgiveness, you open yourself up to a tormenting spirit. And when you walk with unforgiveness and you're obsessed with what people has done to you, listen, I know this is a tough message because we've all been through this in our lives of what people have done to us and said to us. But we have to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. But if you walk in unforgiveness, a spirit of torment will begin to torment your mind and torment your life because you're not forgiving people and you're not loving them. And all of a sudden, you find yourself, your attitude is always bad. Your attitude is always negative because you're walking in that unforgiveness. But Jesus set the stage of what a Christian life looks like when he said, y'all want to say it with me? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Think about it. What are we without forgiveness? Well, you might say, well, you don't realize that I had a father and he had come home. And he had come home drunk. And he'd abuse us. He'd abuse the children. He'd abuse the whole family. And he did all this stuff, and we hid. We would hide in the bedroom, and it would never stop. How can you forgive something like that? How can you do it? How can you do it? Well, Pastor, I married someone, and they said, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer. And it wasn't too long they turned on me, and they had an affair with someone else. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. There was this drunk driver. He hit my family. He hit a family member. You don't know what I've gone through. No, I don't. I've never been in your shoes. Or what about maybe when you was a kid and other people abused you and things happened to you as a kid that should never happen to a child? How can you forgive them? How? How can you do it? What about a coach? What about a teacher who said you're a loser and you'll never amount to anything? That's not a good coach, by the way. Well, how do you deal with these things? How do you deal with these issues? When they says you'll never make it, you're a failure. Listen, as bad as it is and what you've been through, you've got to know that God's love is greater than any offense. Let me say it one more time. God's love is greater than any offense. God's love is greater than any verbal abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse. God's love is greater than any sin. If you'll understand the power of forgiveness and what it'll do for your life. Because if you begin to walk in unforgiveness, you will act just like your offender. I just said a whole mouthful right there. If you hold on to bitterness and you hold on to unforgiveness, you're going to act just like the people who mistreated you. Just like them. And God says, if you forgive them, you'll be like me. Amen, church. And that's our goal, is to be Christ-like. Matthew chapter 6. I want to read this one. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15. This part of the Lord's Prayer. He says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, listen closely, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You got to give it to get it, right? But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Forgive your ex-spouse. Forgive the church member that you went to church with and who may have hurt you. Forgive. Forgive them. Forgive your mom. Forgive your dad that may not have been there for you when you was a kid. Forgive your mom that may not have been there for you when you was a kid. Forgive everyone and release them and say, God, work in my life. And let me tell you something, you'll breathe easier. The load will be lighter because you've released them from it. And you say, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what this is doing. And when you do that, the burden will be so light. You know what Jesus said? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And begin to release that. What did Jesus say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Some of you, you've been laboring in bitterness. You've been laboring in unforgiveness. You've been laboring in holding on to things. And yes, they shouldn't have done it. And it was wrong. It wasn't just. But you got to walk in forgiveness. Pastor, that's impossible. I can never forgive that person. I can never do it. Let me tell you, what's impossible with man is possible with God. See, God can do more than we can even imagine. And what you think you can't do, God will do through you to forgive. And to me, listen, I know it's a supernatural thing, a powerful thing for people to be healed from sickness, for people to be healed from disease, and to see just things happen, that miracles. But let me tell you something, the greatest miracle that you'll ever see in a society, in a church, in a person's life, is the capacity and the ability to forgive through the pain, through the hurt, through the deep wounds, and say, I walk in true forgiveness. That is a miracle. That is supernatural. That is agape love. That is unconditional love. And it will change your life if you begin to walk in true forgiveness, true love. I'm talking about a pure love, a love where a man sacrificed his life and went through unbearable, unimaginable pain on the cross so you could be set free, erased from your sins, so you could have a new life and a new creation in Him. Amen. Amen. You can make the step towards forgiveness. As we approach Easter, which is next Sunday, and we're thinking about the empty tomb, and He was raised for our justification, the Bible says. And as we think about resurrection, as we think about Easter, let's think about this. He wouldn't have raised if he wasn't able, if He wasn't willing to forgive us by dying on the cross. And the tomb is empty. It's time to empty yourself. Empty yourself of bitterness and empty yourself of unforgiveness and maybe hate that you may not call it hate, but it probably is. Some hate and stuff, and say, Lord, I want to begin to live a life where I can love my enemies, where I can love other people, and just walk in the love that You have for me. I want to walk in forgiveness. You can forgive your dad. You can forgive your mom. You can forgive your brother. You can forgive your sister. You can forgive your son. You can forgive your daughter. You can forgive your coworker. You can forgive your pastor. You can forgive your ex-pastor. You can forgive your... Do you see where I'm going? You can. And if you don't, the consequence is great. Forgiveness. Walk in love. That's what God has called us to do. What's a sign that you still hold on to unforgiveness? You get angry when you think about them. It could be a sign. You just get angry and you're mad every time they come, every time the name is mentioned. How many's ever been there? You don't even have to raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, I know you're lying. And the name comes up, you just, ugh. And you hear about them, it's like, ugh. You've got to release them. And start from scratch, amen. Start from scratch and say, this is what Christianity is about. This is what the gospel is about. This is what this is all about. It is about forgiveness. You know, we could talk about everything else. We could talk about the gifts of the Spirit. We could talk about all kinds of other stuff, all kinds of other topics in the Word. But if we never talk about forgiveness and don't walk in forgiveness and don't walk in love, we are just a bunch of loud vessels with nothing, with no meaning, with no purpose. If we don't have love, we are spiritually bankrupt. Love. That's what makes a church is love. Amen. Listen, I can preach, how many's ever heard those messages where it's a hellfire and brimstone, right? Right? Yes, there is a hell. There is a hell. There is a heaven. But guys, what if we started preaching love and say, you know what? You messed up, but there's hope for you. There's hope for you. See, some people, they don't think there's any hope. You know what they do? They don't even come to church because they don't think there's any hope. But what if somebody stepped up to the plate and say, man, I just wanted to pray for you. Called them. I want to pray for you. I want to do something for you. I want to serve you. I was just calling just to check on you. When's the last time you gave a phone call to somebody else and just said, I was just calling just to check on you? I know you can remember the last time you called somebody else when you needed something. Can I get an amen this morning? But I'm talking about, when was the last time you called somebody and said, man, I was just checking on you. I hadn't seen you in a while. Hadn't talked to you in a while. Man, I just wanted to see how you was doing. I don't want anything from you. I just wanted to talk to you. Show love. Love. It's all about love. You say, well, Pastor, what about truth? Love is truth. God is love. God is truth. You can't separate them together. Amen. But I think we got the acceptance and the change mixed up, haven't we? We want the change to happen before the acceptance. But God says acceptance, then change. And here we are, we're demanding people to change before they come into the house of God. We demand them to change before they come to God, not realizing that God is the one who cleans them up. We just catch them. Amen, church. We can't clean them up. You're not in charge of the harvest. God's in charge of the harvest. Let me ask you a question. How often have you been sowing the seed of God's word? Or do you think you're just in charge of the harvest and you don't have to sow any seed? Can I get an amen? Sow the seed of God's word. Sow the seed of God's love. Just be crazy with it. Be liberal about it. I mean, throw it out there. Just throw out the seeds of kindness. Throw out the seeds of love. Throw out the seeds of forgiveness. And let God nurture those seeds. And let God bring the fruit. Amen, church. You know what? A lot of times we try to be in charge of the harvest. You know what happens when we're in charge of the harvest? We get them by the shirt. You better change. You better change. And not realizing that we need to show love and forgiveness to them. And you know what? Let me tell you another method. Let me tell you another way of how we show love. Y'all ready? This is so good. This is so good. Another way to show love, you listen. The reason why people don't feel loved is because we run more of this than we do this. Amen. And if we'll just be quiet for a minute and just listen to them and hear what they have to say and listen to their problem. What? Listen to their problems. Yeah. Listen to what they're going through. Listen to their issues. Yeah. If you'll just slow down for a minute and just listen to them, and you won't even have to say a word. Listen. Listening is love. Or love is listening. Amen, church. Love is listening. So we need to understand that. I think I've made the point this morning that we're to walk in forgiveness. And I'm excited that this church understands love, that this church understands forgiveness, and that we understand what Jesus did for us on the cross. And he said it. He said, Father, forgive them. And we need to have that same attitude. We need to walk in forgiveness. And here's my message to you. Don't leave this building today with anger and bitterness at somebody. Don't leave this building today with unforgiveness. Walk in true love. Walk in forgiveness. Start from scratch and say, we can't do nothing about the past, but we have a future together. And we have something to look forward to. Look at your neighbor and say, we have something to look forward to. We have something to look forward to. This morning, I'd like for us to, I just want to try something a little different this morning. I would like for you, everyone, to just close their eyes this morning, those that can. Just close your eyes and just begin to picture those people that you may have offense toward right now. In your mind, the people you may be upset at, maybe it's nobody, praise the Lord. But with every eye closed, just picture them in your mind. If it's one person, two people, however it is, just picture them right now. And I'm going to lead us into prayer with your eyes closed. And if you want to pray this with me, I encourage you to do so. Father, in Jesus' name, help me. Help me to forgive these people in my life, family members. If it's family members, my friends, whoever it is, Lord, these people who they have pictured in their mind that's offended them greatly, Father, we release them in the name of Jesus. We release them from our hostility. We release them from our anger. We release them and we put them in your hands because we can't change them. We can't change them, but you can. And Father, as we have them pictured in our minds, Father, I just thank you that you're helping them now to walk in forgiveness and that you're giving them conviction in their spirit and in their heart to walk in true love. Father, I pray, God, that you would anoint them. Anoint them and let them walk in true love. And Lord, help us, help me to walk in true forgiveness and not be bitter or angry at anyone else. Father, we rebuke the spirit of unforgiveness. We rebuke the spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of ought. We cast it out in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord, to fill us with your love and your forgiveness. Fill us with your understanding. Fill us with your revelation that we are to walk in forgiveness. Father, in Jesus' name, and you can say this with me, Father, in Jesus' name, I release them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand together. With every eye closed again, who in here, with a show of hands, is there anyone here that needs to receive forgiveness from the Lord? Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Is there anyone here that wants to give their heart to God? Is there anyone here that feels like they're not forgiven? Well, today's the day that can change. If you never received forgiveness from Jesus Christ, if you've never asked him for forgiveness, with every eye closed, just slip your hand up. We're just going to take a few moments here. If you've never received forgiveness from Jesus Christ, just raise your hand. Now let's lift our hands together. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you've put in our hearts. We thank you, God, that you've given us an understanding of what you did for us on the cross. That we are to walk in love toward other people, toward others. Father, anoint us. Show us your way. Show us your truth. And Father, we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.